Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make that can't be made. No one you can save that can't be saved. Nothing you can do, but you can learn how to be you in time.
You are listening to Recovery Radio on KRFP, and Recovery Radio is an outreach of the Lehtha Recovery Community Center, located at 531 South Main Street, Suite B, here in Moscow. Their phone number is 208-883-1045. Their hours are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday, they're open from 12 to 1 for AA meetings. Their web address is lehtharecoverycenter.org, and their email address is lehtharecoverycenter@gmail.com. And you can also find them on the Facebook and the Twitter thing. Recovery Radio's mission is to share with our community how recovery from addiction and mental health issues affects us all, to make our community aware of the recovery resources available in our area, and to share the personal stories of people in recovery, highlighting their experience, strength, and hope for continuing recovery. And I am Johnny, and I am a grateful recovered alcoholic, recovered from a seemingly hopeless state of mind and body. And my number one in the studio here is...
I'm Denise Miller, and I am a grateful believer as well, and child of God, and I am glad to be here. You know, I was just thinking, Johnny, I really like the hat you've got going on. You're rocking it. It's pretty good. And it's kind of cool because he's got the hat, but he's still got the ear headset over top. It looks good. Good job.
All right. Thank you. Thank
yeah. I just we'll I had to point out the fashion statement.
We'll,
I like it.
We'll have to take a photo and post it from the
there
back
we go.
Because
there we go.
I am a man of mystery.
Normally, you know, there's just no hair.
Right.
And I was trying to remember as you were speaking, does he normally wear a hat or is it just the bald head? I can't remember. Just not sure.
A little bit of both.
Anyways, enough about you.
Yeah.
Back to me. So I'm really glad to be here today. And we have some guests we're really excited about. But first, we have some announcements to share. Would you like me to go on with that?
Yeah. Why don't you rock it?
All right. So we want to talk about the new September calendar at the Lehtha Recovery Community Center, and I'm going to run through that. Also, if you have any questions, you can always go to 531 South Main, like Johnny talked about, or call 208-883-1045. So at the Recovery Center this month, we have recovery coaching and peer support every day by appointment, Alcoholics Anonymous every day at noon, Positive Affirmations Monday 1 to 2, Recovering Parents Monday, September 9th, 16th, 30th, from 3 to 4. Eating Smart Idaho Nutrition Monday, September 9th and 23rd, 5 to 6. Life Skills Monday, 5 to 6. Recovery Peer Training, you need to RSVP at lehtharecoverycenter@gmail.com, and that is Monday, September 16th and Tuesday, September 17th from 6 to 9. Recovery Peer Volunteer Meeting, last Monday of the month. And if I'm reading any of these wrong, ladies, you guys can just jump in and be like, wait a second, that was a typo. Because today in the studio we have people that volunteer and work there very hard. So they know what the schedule is better than I do. So back to what I got. AA Big Book Study is Tuesday at 1:30. Chess with Steve, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 5 to 6. Narcotics Anonymous, Tuesdays, 5:30 and Friday, 5:30. Free meal or snack sponsored by Good Sam, Tuesday, 5:30 until out of food. Addiction Support Group, Tuesday, 6:30 to 8. Mental and Addiction Self-Health MASH, Wednesday, 4 to 5, Positive Affirmations Wednesday 5 to 6, Recovery International Mental Health Self-Help Wednesdays 6:30 to 8, New Volunteer Orientation Thursday 4 to 5, Writing for You Writing Support Group Open to All Thursday 5 to 6:30, and then Lab the first and fourth Thursday 7 to 8:30. NAMI, I always want to check myself on that one. NAMI.
NAMI? 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 It's an acronym, so...
How is it?
Even, you can NAMI. Even spell
okay.
it out.
I think I always say it right, but then I always question myself. Sorry, everyone. North yeah. Central Idaho Family Support Program, second Thursday of the month, 7 to 8:30. All Recovery Meeting, Friday, 5 to 6. Young Adult Addiction Support Group, Friday, 7 to 8. Movie and Games, check the website for listing, Friday, 6:30 to 9. Veterans Coffee and Bitch Session, American Legion Cabin on Howard Street, first and third, Saturday at 1 p.m.
We actually have changed that.
Ah, okay, please jump in and tell us.
Okay, so because September...
And this is Amber.
Hello.
Oh, and Amber's having problems with
yep.
her microphone.
Hold on one sec.
Pass
okay, we're going to switch.
Here. Go ahead. There we go. All right, so our Coffee and Bitch Session this month has been canceled because September is end of the physical year for the government, and we have a lot of 9/11 things and stuff like that going on, so we have canceled it for September.
Gotcha.
But there are so many veterans things going on. Please look around. I know on the, I believe it's the 28th, there is a military football game over at U of I. That'll be a huge deal. Please go to that. It'll be awesome.
Mm-hmm. And then we'll be back on track for October.
Yes.
Okay.
Cool.
Great.
Third
Thanks.
On the third Saturday of the month.
Third Saturday of the month. Perfect. And that is at 1 p.m. still?
Yes.
Next month? Okay, excellent.
Yes, yes.
So learn how to crochet and calm your mind. Fourth Saturday of the month, 10 to 12. Family and Teen Recovery Information Day, Saturday the 14th, 9 to noon at the LRC. Opioid Crisis Hits Home, Saturday the 21st, 8 to noon at City Hall. Peer Social Activity, Latal Recovery Festival, Saturday the 28th from 4 to 9 p.m. at the Fairgrounds. Adult Children of Alcoholics, Women's Meetings, Sundays from 6 to 7:30.
Yeah, and... A few of those items, those last few items, the Family and Teen Recovery, Opioid Crisis at Home, and the Recovery Festival is what RJ is going to talk
yeah.
about in a minute.
So we get to give you more information. Yay.
That's right. She's got it all. And let's see. I just wanted to throw this out, too, because I love putting Daryl on the hot seat. Daryl Keim is the director of the Latah Recovery Community Center. And... as far as I know, we're still shooting for late September to open the crisis services expansion. Mm-hmm. And the paint and floor went in last weekend. I haven't had a chance to go look yet, but I'm sure it's fabulous.
That's
nope,
incorrect.
It didn't go in?
I am actually in the process of painting that today.
Oh, awesome.
And the floor comes on Saturday.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah, there's always delays in construction.
Yeah,
so,
that's
you know,
true.
It's just one of those things.
And here's the fun part. Here's where we put Daryl on the hot seat. If you'd like a tour of the semi-completed center, go down to the Recovery Center and find Daryl Keim. He's usually there from 10 to 3, 10 to 5 daily. 10 to 3, I think, is what he told me. On Monday through Friday, and he will give you a tour of what's going on down there. So, Daryl, you're on the hot seat. Good luck with that. And I'm going to throw out this month is Recovery Awareness Month, along with Suicide Awareness Month and Mental Health Awareness Month. Everything's going on there. And for the next three programs we do, on the 12th, the 19th, and 26th, we're going to have people in the studio who are in recovery from said illnesses. On the 12th, we're going to have Sabrina. 19th will be Michael, and Michael was here with, I can't remember her name now. Shame on me.
Jackie?
No, not Jackie. It was
Charlize.
Charlize,
oh,
thank
Charlize.
You. God.
Yes, Charlize, yes.
My two brain cells are bailing on me today.
Oh, my goodness. Mine was having taken a moment to... remember. But yeah, I'm like, I talk to this person every week. Like, why am I having a problem?
And I think I helped Michael get over his radio shyness. So I'm sure we'll have a good talk with him. And then
on
the 26th, it's going to be Meg.
Excellent.
And today in the studio, we have RJ, who's a volunteer coordinator, I believe.
Oh, no, she's not. She's not just volunteer. Yeah, sorry. Did I just blurt that out?
The volunteer, one of the volunteer coordinators. No, what is your job title, RJ? I don't know.
Hi. My job title is calling. It's Recovery Peer Program Coordinator.
So okay.
It basically is just I work with the recovery peer volunteers, and those are the ones who help the people who are going through whatever they're going through, and I just sort of get all that organized and set up, and then I do a lot of the events that we're having.
Okay.
Last I knew, she was a really important lady over there. She does a lot of stuff.
Yeah, wears a lot of hats.
Yeah.
And then over behind the monitor, which I can barely see her in between the
sideways.
Two.
You have to turn that sideways.
I can do that. Yeah. Is Amber Peace. And Amber, what's your job? What do you do? Tell us all about it.
Other than watching you be this crazy hat behind a monitor, I get to be the Rural and Veterans Outreach Coordinator down at Latah Recovery Center.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Well, we may as well launch right into this. Who wants to go first, RJ or Amber?
Okay, I'll go first.
We'll let Amber go first. Tell us what's going on. I know there's a whole bunch of stuff that's breaking loose with the veterans programs.
There is. We've got lots and lots of good stuff coming. So we did reduce our meeting times to just the third Saturday of every month for now. We are trying to get going a very cool program. It's going to be called the Battle Buddy Corps for Kids. It's going to kind of combine what Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts used to be with what us old folk remember the YMCA or Big Brothers and Sisters being. And we're going to partner kids with veterans. So, you know, teach kids how some basic survival tasks, like starting a fire in the woods, learning how to get out of the woods, fly tying, that kind of stuff. We're also going to take them into the motor pool here at our local guard unit, and they're going to go over and maybe give the kids a ride in the Humvees, stuff like that. The goal is to connect veterans back to their community and the community with veterans while helping kids get out from in front of a TV or video games and learn that, you know, the military is a little more than just running around and, you know, shooting bad guys and picking up health packs. So that's going to be super fun. We're working on details and stuff like that. The committee for that meets once a month to discuss how that's going to look. The reason we reduced it to one meeting is it will be two, but we've decided to take pretty long-standing ideas with the military and take one of those days and turn it into a family day. So it will be a family barbecue where family members can also come and get information on recovery, maybe how to help their soldier a little bit, how to work through some of their soldier's issues without creating extra stress in the relationship or the family dynamic as a whole. So we've got a lot of good stuff coming. We're just kind of on pause because it's the government end of the fiscal year and a lot going on for government entities like the military. So we decided to scratch our meeting time. Everybody's welcome to give me a call or come by the center, or if you need me to meet you somewhere other than the center, I'm happy to do that if you still need help.
What are your hours at the center?
I am there 40 hours a week, Monday through Friday, 10 to 5.
10 to 5, okay, cool.
And that's only because I don't take a lunch, so I get to take that last hour and go eat something.
Yeah. I know you're infinitely available. I know you're always lurking around somewhere talking to somebody when I pop in there. So,
and we're working, like I said, I'm painting the crisis center today and tomorrow. We're getting primer on it, and we'll do paint as of Monday, Tuesday. And then we're just waiting on doors and electrical. So
fantastic. Now, I also know that you're going to be the lead person in an outreach of the outreach.
I am.
Do you have you want to share any information about that, or is it still too early?
So we have scheduled interviews for next week. We have whittled our thing down to four possibilities. So we'll do interviews Monday and Tuesday, and once we hire, we will start heading out into Potlatch and Deary and bring in some recovery to the areas in our outlying rural communities who can't get here.
And as I understand that from chatting with you, the idea is going to be to get out into those areas, establish a location, maybe get some meetings going where people can come in, either like AA or...
So in a lot of these rural communities, we've seen a very severe drop-off and even availability for something as what we consider basic as an AA or an NA meeting. These areas just don't have whatever it is that they need. So we're going to come in, we're going to set up satellite centers that will be modeled after our main center here in Moscow, but in smaller form out in those communities. We're going to start AA meetings, NA meetings, and slowly start working into peer support availability, trainings. All of the things that we offer at our main center here in Moscow will be eventually available in the Potlatch area as well as the Deary-Kendrick area.
That's excellent.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
We don't want to leave anybody out. Everybody has a chance at a life of recovery.
And yeah, that's right, because, you know, I know from experience that a lot of folks that are in recovery are not that mobile.
Correct.
You know, issues with legal things like licenses to drive and just availability of transportation. There's no bus route between here and right. Potlatch or Deary or
Kendrick. Well, we have some folks out in those areas that just don't come into Moscow. They don't have any need to. And yeah, for them to come in for, say, an AA meeting seems moot to them. They'd
right.
rather not.
Right.
And so we want to make those available within their own communities and eventually gain volunteers and be volunteer run, just like our main center. We want our communities to help each other.
Right. And I know being involved in AA that, I think there was a Saturday meeting or something out in Beauville at one time, but mm-hmm. that didn't last very long because it, you know, you need to have a few people that are core people that are tight that, you know, want to get involved. And if they have a place to call home, there's a much better chance that they will get involved and
correct
and will stay. And then as you draw people in, a group can go. But,
yeah,
you know, AA groups grow and diminish and grow and diminish. But I think AA groups and NA groups together, you will probably be able to draw more people in. And that's great. And, you know, you don't necessarily have to be in recovery to volunteer at the center.
Oh, you absolutely
know,
not.
You can, if you can vacuum,
you have a heart
sit
for
and
it.
Listen yep. to somebody.
I have a guy who's in recovery from retirement, as he puts it. So he comes in and helps out with the vets quite often just for something to do.
Yeah.
Right.
We just want the community members who care to have a place where they can go to help other people and do what they want as caring and helping their community.
Yeah, I can relate to that. Recovery from retirement. Oh, my God.
He's getting jobs because he's still...
He's bored. He's
just, no, my wife's trying to kill me.
I
All
was
right,
going to say,
I think
he's just dodging the honey-do list.
Air. It's now recorded.
He's dodging his honey-do
just,
list.
She just really appreciates the fact that, you know, I can pick up the slack while she's working and... you know, do some extra things. And I enjoy it. I mean, I got out and I mowed the lawn this morning, you know, washed the dogs. I didn't wash the
dogs. He drowned the dogs.
He drowned the dogs.
I tried to drown the dogs. Washing them was just turned out to be a pleasant side effect.
I'm pretty sure he does wash the dogs. Sometimes I think he's late here because he's washing the dogs.
That's right.
It's just, I don't know. It's a thing.
No, they're getting old. They pee all over themselves. Yeah, it's a long story.
It's a long. It's a. Yeah.
Just like humans.
Yeah, you know, that's right.
We kind of revert back eventually.
Yeah, yeah. Don't try and put a diaper on a dog though. They do not like it.
Well, see, that's what I'm thinking about. The fact that I have, you know, that I'm the age that I am, but my youngest is like 8. You know, because see, then she'll still be super youthful when I'm super old,
right?
Right, there
so
you go.
I think it's gonna work out okay for me. And the fact that I have 4 of them means that somebody will probably come see me.
That's
that's
right.
The hope, right?
I think they will.
Between
well,
my husband
you know,
and I,
you,
we got 7,
right?
Yeah,
I've heard it said that you need to be nice to your kids because they're the ones that are gonna pick the home you end up in. So,
yeah.
Oh, see, I don't believe that. I'm hard on my kids so that a parole officer doesn't have to be later.
No, there you go. Always
yeah.
looking
Lots
forward.
Of honesty.
Always looking for too much honesty in this room.
Well,
no, we got band-aids if you need them.
I don't know. And I've learned as a parent, as I've been in recovery for a while, to be really honest with my kids, age appropriately. But honest. And it seems to work out okay. But anyways, enough about me.
So what else? What else is going on with as far as veterans? Tell us how you're drawing people in. Are you getting groups to show up and people? I know one young fellow in particular I see down there a lot.
He's great. I would give his name, but I won't because I don't have his permission. But he's actually coming out of active duty and wanting to help other folks like himself. And so he's been very active in helping getting veterans connected with each other and different veteran groups or military groups connected with the American Legion so that we can help them as well. We're bringing in, the Marines of the Palouse, I think is what it's called, over in Pullman. They'd like to get involved and help. We actually just had...
They're the ones that do that goofy mud run thing.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, don't knock until you try it.
Hey, no.
I think I've seen pictures of that. That sounds interesting.
Oh, it's awesome. You get all dirty and sweaty and just have a ball.
I used to call that work. So
this is more of a fun run.
Yeah. No, I've seen the pictures of it. A fellow that I used to work with at a large corporation in Pullman, which will remain nameless, but their initials are SEL. he was involved in it, and he would bring in pictures afterwards, and it was just like, oh my God, you know.
Yeah.
And it's cold and it's muddy.
Oh, it's cold.
Wet.
I'm out.
Oh, God.
I was going to say, I wonder how I'd look covered in mud. It might be okay.
Of mud in your hair.
But if it's cold.
You don't feel it, though. You're exercising.
True. I guess you can wear some more clothes. What month is this held?
As I recall, it's like early in the spring.
It is. It's like they're a big spring kickoff to all the other activities.
Oh,
no,
I get it. The mud,
the
spring. Okay, I gotcha.
But I'll get you more information on it.
Yeah,
it's,
sounds kind of cool.
It's pretty fun.
That's funny.
And I don't exercise. I don't have time in my day, quite frankly.
Well, see, she's just on the go all the time. That counts.
But playing in the mud is okay.
Absolutely, especially on a four-wheeler.
Oh, there you go.
Got a mud bog.
Speaking of exercise, on a personal note, how's your back doing?
Everybody
hurts. In our listening audience, all 12 of them, were terribly concerned about your...
I have a spinal injury. I will suffer with it the rest of my life. Sometimes it's rough, and sometimes I just can't deal and have to lay down. And there's days like today where I just choose to ignore it. So.
Oh, there you go. Good, good. Well,
brain, mind over matter.
Glad you're feeling at least a little better.
I'll always be feisty. I'll be the last words on my deathbed. Something smart aleck.
Fantastic. Well, hey, kids, why don't we jump into some music for a minute, and then when we come back, we're going to turn the spotlight on RJ.
She gets the whole thing.
And let her talk about the things that are coming up at the center. And there's a bunch of them. We've been announcing them.
This is the month. This is September. It's
recovery month.
Recovery
month.
The time. Yeah, and I'm going to turn my monitor so I can no longer see Amber. No, there we go.
I'm totally good with it. You're just the, you know, like great and powerful Oz back there in a hat.
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
You're listening to KRFP Recovery Radio, Moscow Pullman.
All you need.
And that's a little bit of the Beatles, Love Is All You Need. I thought that was kind of appropriate for today because we're sharing the love, spreading the love around the Palouse for our people in recovery and our brothers and sisters in arms, our veterans and our active military and anybody else who is suffering out there. And you are listening to Recovery Radio on KRFP, the coolest station in the nation. And we're back in the studio. We were just talking with Amber Peace about the great things that are going on with the Veterans Outreach and the outreach of the outreach coming to a smaller city near you down the road here. And now we get to turn our focus to RJ, who is, I don't know, does something down there. It's really long and hard to say.
Johnny. Oh, yeah, yeah. What is your title? Remember. Say it again, because I'm going to pay attention so I can remember it. Because okay. It's good. She does a lot of important things. Be
I'm
nice,
the
Johnny.
I'm Recovery Peer Program Coordinator.
All right. Recovery Peer Program Coordinator. Recovery Peer Program Coordinator.
Now say it fast 5 times.
No, I'm not. Will not. You always try and trip me up, RJ. Oh, RJ, tell us about what's going on. There's three really big events coming up this month. And let's talk about them. Let's go based on date. The Family and Teen Recovery Info Day, which is going to be Saturday the 14th at 9 o'clock?
Yes.
9 to noon.
At the LRC.
That's when it starts.
What's that going to look like, RJ?
Well, that has a lot of the of our partners in the community. They're coming in and they're bringing resources for families and teens. There's a lot of teens out there that are having issues and they don't really know where to go. Or maybe, you know, they're a friend of a teen and they know their friends having issues and they don't know where to go. And we thought about it because Amber, yes, who has kids.
Lots
and
of them.
I who have a daughter who is in high school, and you know, and that's her one question she's always asking me. Well, I have this friend, where does she go? Mm-hmm. And LRC has a lot of resources. They're kind of older geared, and so the mental health and Charlisa and I got together and we thought, okay, what about one of our events, since it was September Recovery Month, if we had just an information event where people could come, anybody can come, and they can get information in case they need it or whatever. We are having like a short, like little survey thing that's like 10 questions. And if you fill it out, then you get entered to win a prize.
Okay.
And that's pretty much, there's going to be food and drinks and all that's free, of course.
And we will have teens who have experienced,
yes,
issues on site.
Yes.
My daughter is one of them. RJ's daughter is another one who are there to help other teens who might have questions of what to do or where to go.
Cool.
And so the other part of it is the family side of it, for the family dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
A lot, you know, they have family members that are suffering from something. And they don't know where to go or how can I help this person? They want to help so bad, but they don't know how.
Right.
And being at LRC and having all the resources and being able to pull in more resources so everybody can kind of meet somebody from, say, a counseling agency or whatever, it makes them feel more comfortable about, okay, well, I know where to send my friend because I met this person, you know, and she was really nice. And so it gives them kind of a confidence to help. And plus, it kind of tells them how they can help them.
Right, right.
And so we will still be having Farmer's Market Saturday the 14th. Mm-hmm. So it could be a good time to come down. Go to, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Go to the farmer's market. And, you know, if you're a teen, because I'm thinking back to when I was a teen, I go to the farmer's market, I'm hanging out, you know what I mean? And then I go, oh, I'm going to go dip into over there and ask some questions. Just, you know.
Yeah.
You know, casually. I'm not going to, like, you know, make an effort to come down on a Saturday morning to go do this. But I could casually stroll in there and ask like 20 questions that I've actually wanted to know for like a really, really long time. How about that?
And our idea when we were kicking it around, because there aren't a lot of teen services available in the area. Mm-hmm. And we at LRC are not currently set up for that. But this is kind of our kickoff to see if it's something we can get funding for and really maybe pursue, making sure that teens have a place to go to get information or help. Mm-hmm. So this is kind of our initial get in there kind of
thing. So does this cover, like, say, for instance, I'm a teen and I've got a friend or two and they are using meth or they are stealing their parents' prescription. Can I come into the LRC and be like, hey, what can I do? What are my options? What can I, you know, do you guys talk about stuff like that?
On this particular day, yes.
Okay. On this particular, that makes
sense.
Because
this is where we're going to have the resources for them. So we can guide them to their, I mean, I know for sure there is one counseling agency that does work with teens.
Good.
And they're going to be there.
Right.
Can you share with us some of those agencies that are going to be there?
Do you believe Scott's Community Care is going to be there?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I know, just let me refresh my brain.
That's okay. Because normally the Late Talk Recovery Center is geared towards adults, so we don't normally take teen questions, but on the 14th, they are going to. So
right.
That's really great.
Yeah, it is. And the conference goes on.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. The I can't remember everybody that's coming because there's so many at this
that's
one.
That's okay.
Right. Okay.
So I can't remember them all. I do know that there are two tables coming for mental health.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I do know that, like I said, there's at least one counseling agency coming.
Okay.
Which is Scott's. I do know that we have Packed EMS coming.
Okay.
And we have Food Not Bombs coming.
Okay.
And then we have one table that is for instance, Amber does our veterans and our rural outreach.
Mm-hmm.
So she's going to have a table there for that kind of thing.
Okay.
And so it's really just a day where anybody for anything that is an addiction problem or mental health or opiate or whatever can come in and get information.
Okay.
Either about it or how to help.
So I'm little Johnny at this point, and my dad just came back from Iraq, and there's something different about him, and I don't understand what's going on. There's somebody there. I'll be able to talk to Amber or somebody at her table,
you
and
would
they'll
absolutely.
help me understand what
well, we don't
about.
Have, say, groups and stuff for teens right now. If little Johnny were to come in and say, I don't know where else to go to turn, I'm not going to turn the kid away. I will sit and I will talk with him and offer resources that he could access. I mean, every kid has a phone and access to Google and different websites, so I will provide those resources. So we don't ever want anyone to feel like they can't come down and get information from us. So while we don't actually have services for teens at this time, we do have information for teens at all times.
Mm-hmm. Fabulous. Okay.
Because there's the resource wall that pretty much gives you, like, mental health services in the area, recovery services. There's just all sorts of stuff. I mean, I've come in several times and gotten things off the wall. I mean, it's great.
And when she says wall, it is a
it's
big
a wall.
Wall.
It is
a top
floor
to
ball. Ceiling
yeah.
wall
yeah.
of resources.
Yeah,
always.
It's great. Yeah.
Fantastic. Okay. We got a clear view of that. And then Saturday the 21st, the opioid crisis hits home.
At City Hall. Yeah.
That one is... We're having that one because opioids have become a pretty big issue. They always kind of have been, I think, but in Moscow, they're starting to really take effect. And what that one's for is we're going to have balloons with shoes for everyone who for everyone who died of an overdose in last year. 2018. And
in the state.
In the state, and then those are all one color of balloons, and then the other color is for the ones who died in Latah County itself.
Right. Red balloons and white balloons. No.
Black and white.
Black and white. Excuse me. Black and white.
Black and white. Black is for the state, and the white is for Latah County. Yeah, our local ones. And the idea there is also there are resources for that. That is one of the few places that we actually will be advertising recovery. I don't call it advertising because it's not, but have information about the Recovery Peer Program and how you get into it and what you can do.
That's also a time. So if anybody out there listening has old shoes, please do not throw them away. Bring them to the Recovery Center because we need a lot of shoes for these balloons. You would be so surprised. What do we got?
There's like 200.
There's 236.
In the state, so we would like
that's
to...
That's 230 in the state and 6 in Latah County.
That's right, 230 in the state, 6. So we need 236 pairs of shoes to put these balloons. The display will be at City Hall.
It's at City Hall. The display actually will be completely set up by 8 in the morning, and then it stays up to about 12, and then we have us there and...
Funny microphone problems.
We have us there, and we have the misdemeanor probation will be there. The Chaz Center will be there. They have a table there. And once again, PAC EMS will be there.
And Food Not Bombs.
And Food Not Bombs should be there also.
Cool.
So, yes, please bring. Don't throw your old shoes away. We have a use for them.
I have a question. So the balloons are set up on the lawn and everything. Are the balloons released?
They're set up on the steps.
Okay.
And as much as we would like to release them at the end, we're not allowed to.
It's hazardous for the environment.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah, it's hazardous for the environment. So we have to, I think we're actually going to deflate them, actually.
Okay.
And
you're going to recycle all that helium, right?
No.
By breathing in it. And
I was going to say, we could all run around talking like chipmunks.
No, that won't
recycling,
work.
Right?
Did that the other night at my house.
But anyway, so that's...
It's not
a normal
don't
thing.
Do
I'm
that
sorry.
It's not a normal thing.
I'm sounding pretty weird, but my little girls were like, hey, so... You know, can we do that helium thing? Because I had gotten balloons for my anniversary. And so, anyways. I'm sorry. I was just trying to make sure everyone was understanding. It's not like we're sitting around with like a helium thingy.
Right.
See,
out.
And so
yeah,
my
no.
old addict mind is like, that sounded really crackheadish. Like, what are you talking about?
Tuesday is nitrous oxide night at Denise's.
I need to be quiet. I'm going to be quiet now.
But that's pretty much what that one's all about, is to bring awareness to the fact there are a lot of overdoses
right.
now.
Right.
Yes, and,
yes, there ain't nothing funny about that.
There is nothing funny. Exactly.
No.
Haven't we done something with for the ones for local?
And it's,
nope.
And if you think about the amount of how many people died last year in the state of Idaho, and we've done talks and you know, done research and shared about how many people have died across the United States, the states that were...
The hardest hit.
Tennessee.
And
wow.
And Kentucky.
I watched a program on the one that was the top, and it might have been Tennessee. I forget what the town was called. Oh, my.
Yeah.
And I watched the program, and they had the drug court there, and they talked about how many people, and they were, you know, just a whole thing on it. It was amazing.
Right, right.
Very, very...
Yeah. Frightening.
Sad.
Very enlightening and very frightening.
Yeah. But it was
Boise
good.
Actually had their display a few days ago. If you Google it, you can see there's
mm-hmm.
this,
oh,
they
nice.
Covered the Capitol steps. It was
excellent.
Amazing.
Wow.
And we're covering the City Hall steps.
That's awesome. And then, the takeaway from this is bring your old shoes down to the Recovery Center.
Absolutely, please. We need lots.
Yeah, I'm sure I've got a couple of pair that I can Lysol heavily and bring down.
The City Hall, is that the one on 3rd and?
Yes.
Like Jackson, Washington?
Yes, Jackson. It's Washington.
Washington.
Yes, yeah. It's Washington.
Jackson's the one right behind it. That's why I
yep.
do that.
Yeah. And let's see, winding up at the end of the month is the Latah Recovery Festival, and that's going to be Saturday the 28th from 4 till 9 p.m.?
ish.
Let me explain.
Yeah, and then tell us what that's looking like. What's the lineup for that?
Her mic is messed up again.
Here, use mic. I don't know, but I'm blind to mics. Don't like me. I'm getting like totally.
Okay, so now we got me another mic. That's the third one. The thing about the Recovery Festival is this. This is also LRC's fourth birthday.
Right.
So we are doing the birthday and the festival together this year.
Right.
So the birthday actually starts at 2.
Right.
And we should have a bouncy castle. And I know we have some games for the kids that some people are voluntarily making, like a fishing type game, stuff like that. And I think there's popcorn.
Yeah, and we're working on a dunk tank.
And we're working on a dunk tank.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we're hoping. We're hoping to get the probation to sit in a duct tape, but we haven't asked yet, so we don't know if that's going to happen yet.
Right.
But we're hoping for that. And then, so it's like 2 hours of being the birthday party. And then we'll have a live band at the birthday party called Solid Ghost.
Yes.
And we will, you know, so we're done. And then about 4-5-ish, it's going to kind of bleed into the festival, which is inside the building at the fairgrounds.
Right.
And it's going to have the chili cook-off like we always have, only this year it's different. There's more prizes this year. We have first, second, and third for a, because we're going to have a panel of judges this year for the chili. And
fabulous.
Then also, we're going to have people's choice where everybody gets to vote for the chili.
All right.
And are you going to have speakers?
We are going to have Recovery Out Loud and do the speakers. Every partner that we have that's coming to the festival, they get like 15 minutes to have people up there and talk about their recovery success story, maybe where they came from to where they, you know, to where they are now. We also announce our volunteer of the year there. And then everybody just comes, they eat chili. Usually we have like chili and chips or chili and salad.
It was cornbread last year.
Yep, chili and cornbread. Everybody just comes, has a good time listening to the people, you know.
It's meant to feel like a family picnic.
Yes, it is meant to feel like a family picnic. It is really meant to feel like a family picnic.
There you go. As long as you don't fool with that wire too much, it may stay alive.
You know, for being who you are, you have some very picky microphones.
Yeah, well, this is all World War II surplus, so.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
It's mostly music played.
So if anybody's listening and you have newer microphones, you might donate them to Johnny.
Only a couple of talk radio shows.
KRFP.
The festival has almost everything that we've combined throughout the month for National Recovery Month. And it all kind of is right there at the festival. So it should be fun.
There'll be information tables. There'll be people to talk to.
We have raffle prizes.
You're going to have raffle door prizes. Oh, my gosh.
Our guest speaker is Joyce Lyons.
Pardon me?
Our guest speaker is Joyce Lyons.
Oh, Joyce Lyons from North Idaho Health.
Mm-hmm.
Who we've been trying to get on this program since March.
So we'll just go there. And we'll interview her.
That's right.
I was going to say, that's about your best bet.
We'll,
she's busy. Lady.
So we'll just corner her.
Yeah.
Be like, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
What's the questions for you?
Yeah. Really. We're a little upset with you, Joyce.
And Joyce,
if you're listening.
We really do love you. We'd love to have you on your show. And we understand you're busy. So.
That's right.
It's the middle of the day. People probably have, you know.
Yeah, lunch. They can take lunch and come here.
Yeah. We've been pretty lucky with being able to have guests come on. From 1 to 2, so you know it's been
that's
good.
True.
Yeah.
That's true. But so all our guests are exceptional. Yeah. So,
yep, all events are free.
All events are free.
Plenty of parking at the fairgrounds. Obviously.
Plenty of parking at the fairgrounds.
And if you want to bring a chili,
yes, you need to call the center so you can enter because you need to have an entry and you need to bring your ingredients.
Okay, you need to have an ingredients list because
we don't want your recipe.
Right.
But we do have allergies like mushrooms, onions, things like that that people need to be aware of.
Right.
So, you know, call me up at the center. Let me know you want to enter it. I have forms for that. And that's
there
it.
Go.
Fantastic.
So basically the dinner time for the chili will be somewhere 5:30-ish, 6:30-ish,
around in there.
Okay.
You need to have your chili there by 4, though.
Yep.
Right. That makes sense.
Okay. Chili there by 4.
Chili there by
4. List of ingredients, and you may be a winner.
And you want to call RJ at the Latah Recovery Center.
883-1045.
Yep.
And like definitely, you know, if you want to make chili, please make it and bring it so we have plenty.
That's yeah, right. And I think that we should also say that cornbread is super welcome. So make and bring that as well. Because
I'm personally making cornbread to bring
fan.
Just in case. Because I love cornbread.
Because there was quite a bit last year.
Yeah.
Of cornbread. Yeah, it was good.
I didn't make it.
Good stuff,
I think
yeah.
I missed out on the salad probably because I was late.
But yeah, we were both a little bit late yeah. getting down there. Yeah.
But it was good. And there were cookies and like dessert stuff. We had a grand time.
Like so. I said, it's meant to be a family and community was, yeah, kind of family. Event mm-hmm. where we're celebrating the fact that we're mm-hmm. here and we're available to our community.
And the kids had like a table where they got to draw mm-hmm. stuff.
We're doing the same thing this year, plus yeah, we're adding to the kids section.
Yeah, they had a really good time.
And the bouncy house, oh boy.
Yeah, that's what we're adding to the kids section.
That's
so are we going to make Daryl go out and blow that up by hand?
Oh, if
yeah,
just
you
kidding.
Know, I did.
If I'm sorry, Daryl. We were picking on you earlier, and I guess I jumped on the bandwagon. I'm so sorry.
The idea occurred to me.
You're not sorry at all.
Kind of. I feel bad. I like Daryl. I don't want him to think I'm picking on him.
But unfortunately, when I thought about that, I also found out that whoever we're getting the bouncy house from, they come out and set it up.
Right.
And then I tried to get Daryl in the Dunkin' Tank, and that wasn't going to work either.
Aww.
Right.
He's just a total killjoy sometimes.
So.
I think it's called rank has its privilege.
Oh, yeah.
One
so
of those privileges,
is, yeah.
I don't go in the
Absolutely.
Dunk tank.
Has anybody been in a dunk tank?
I have.
It doesn't
it's
hurt
so
going
much
down,
fun.
Does it?
It's actually a lot of fun.
Yeah. It is a lot of fun.
Because you get to taunt the person throwing the yeah. ball, and it's a good time.
And now that Denise has harassed Daryl for the third time in this program, maybe
might
she
might be dunk a DJ.
Maybe
dunk a DJ
now.
Yeah. There's a fun
is it
idea.
Be cold?
Oh, Barry.
Nah.
Oh, right, because the water's
warm.
Usually cold.
I'm going to put ice cubes in there just to make sure.
If I go, you go.
It'd be good for your back, though.
If I go, you go. We got to get our t-shirts done.
Oh, yeah.
My back's doing all right.
So
I got a personal trainer, so I'm doing all right.
So we're trying to get the Dunkin' Tank there. Hopefully, with any luck, we'll get it. And then, but the games for the kids... The bouncy house. We're going to have some kind of cake or cupcakes for the birthday. All the chili and the sides for the festival. It's kind of like our big bang bash.
Yeah, mm-hmm. sure.
For to the close end, out.
Yeah, the close out National Recovery Month.
Cool. And now this is not only takes a lot of your coordination and the people that are tightly involved, and I would imagine you would appreciate any more volunteers that
yes.
might want to help with this?
Definitely. Right now, I mean, I coordinate it, but I don't do a whole lot. The LRC volunteers, I call them my volunteers because they've been working with me for it so long. The LRC volunteers, they're doing it.
Right.
They're putting it together. They're setting it up.
Right.
You know, and I'm only there in case something goes wrong.
Right.
Yeah, and staff's there for guidance.
Yeah,
and
for guidance, things like that. So.
Oh, you have very well capable people down there volunteering.
Yeah,
great.
I really, you know, like I said, they do a great job. They set up our festival last year, did a fantastic job.
Yeah, that's good.
So I'm knowing they're going to do a great job on all three events this year.
Absolutely. I'm sure they will. Well, I really appreciate you both coming in today. Is there anything that we're missing sharing information on that you ladies
well,
can think of or Johnny?
We don't have a whole lot of information on Soups On coming up yet.
We don't have a whole lot of information for that yet.
But that's going to be in October.
That is
okay.
In October.
Got a little bit of time.
And they have a beautiful new flyer this year.
Cool. Excellent.
That's about
that's
the extent
good.
Of what we've seen.
So we've gotten to talk about the Lake Tahoe Recovery Festival, which will be on Saturday the 28th. At the fairgrounds, you can find more information online for that. And then also the opioid crisis hits home. That will be Saturday the 21st, 8 to noon at City Hall. Going to be remembering all lost from death.
State
of
Idaho.
Yeah.
Idaho. Yeah. Yeah. The overdose. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then, yeah.
The
and
14th
thank you.
Is Child and Teen
yes.
Family Information Night.
Yep. And that is going to be in the morning. Oh, I was just going on the list here, and then I just
lost
for
noon.
That. 9 to noon.
On the 14th. So we got lots coming up, and we'll be selling this stuff right up until the time. Hopefully you'll hear some of the PSAs on PSAs on the air here later on. My brothers and sisters in arms here on the radio station have been reading the PSA, and thank you. I appreciate that, mm-hmm. friends.
Yep, and I'm just remembering also that Monday the 16th will be the Moscow Welcome Table at the 1912 building.
Cool. Well.
Which right. is really great. I am so proud to sit on that so committee. Good. They've done such great things so far, and
well,
they've only had
their
two. Yeah, oh, yeah, the food is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I like the idea of community.
Yes. Well, thank you, ladies. I really appreciate all the information that you've shared and all you do all the time to
thank you so
help
much.
Our community
thank
and recovery.
You for having us.
Absolutely, and I'm very excited to hear about. Hi, I'm very excited to hear about reaching out to the rural areas. I was thinking as you were explaining all this, I can't even imagine not being able to go to recovery meetings each week, and so that's a need that definitely needs to be filled. So that's wonderful.
Yeah,
thank
it's
you.
An exciting moment for us.
That's all really right. great. Yeah.
Well. Again, thank you, RJ. Thank you, Amber. And thank you, Denise.
Thank you, Johnny.
For being here and keeping me on the straight and narrow. Mm-hmm. And we're out of time. And just want to finish up by reminding everyone, if you think you have a problem with drugs or alcohol, you do.